Okay, this week's Parshas Tazria Metzora. Torah tells us, "Vaydaba Hashem al Moshe leimor, daber al Yisrael leimor, Isha ki Tazria, v'yolda Zachar, v'tama shivas yomim k'meni dosat yes divosat titma." So there's an interesting halacha. And the halacha is that there's a concept of tumas leida. That when a person gives birth, the woman is tamei. Now, she's tamei because she has a lot of dam nida that's coming out of her. But even if she would have what's called a leida yaveshta, even if nothing would come out, it would be a Leida Yavashta. She still would be Tamei because the Leida itself is Matame. And then the Torah gives us the din of Yom HaShemini Yimol Basar Arlasa, the din of Bris Milah. So the Sefer Arugas Habaisim, on page 7, he says, "V'yom Yishmini Yimol B'sar Aloso, Tzarech Bir, my inyan mitzvahs mila l'tumas yoledis." Because if you start off with tumas yoledis, and then you have the mitzvah of mila. Why is it brought together? And it's mashma, uva yom Yishmini, avav achibur. Then it's mamish trying to connect the two. So what's the connection? The mashu sheish lo hemshech lini rishon. So he says like this. So first we have to understand why is there tumas, as he's going to speak about later. Why is a yoledis tmeya? What's the inyan? Why is that bringing tumah? And what's the connection to Bris Milah? So he says an important yisod. He says, "Lo'avin zeh nira lefarish al pima demavur b'svar makdoshim inin habechira." Whereas a person is a baal bechira. Asher bavur bar lachim es ha'odom ala arts. Hashem created man to be a baal bechira and to hopefully do the right bechira. To limos bera, the livchor betov. Fukuman iefshar. Kevin shebeder chald over lios nimshach acharov. Verubish al oilam hashafel hu b'chinas hara. As most of the things in the world, there's a lot of ra in the world. And elam biyatov. So chora, so many things that are ra. So it's sort of like not fair that it's not a fair choice, because the ra seems to outweigh the tov. So how do we make the bechira fair? At least it should be a fair bechira, you know, like you have 50-50. But it seems that there's so much more ra than tov. He says, when Hashem creates man, He puts in him a certain ratzon. And then He takes it away. He says, there's much ra in the world, but Hashem has to balance it a little bit. So he puts in a ratzon in the Adam, and then he takes it away, because if that ratzon that he puts into the Adam stays with him, then there won't be a baal bechira either, because for sure he'll have the ratzon hatoif. So it has to be a balance. So there's so much ra in the world, so Hashem puts in a ratzon to the Adam, and then He takes it away. But what the idea is now he has a roshem of kedusha. In other words, once you have, if ratzon was imprinted in you, even if it's taken away, you still have a certain measure of ratzon to counteract all the ra in the world, and then there's a fair, it's fair game now that you're a proper Baal Bechira. So he says, the same thing, he says, Ayin, the Sefer HaKadosh Das Kedoshim. The world has the foundations of Avraham, Chesed, and Yitzchak, Tzimtzum, Midas Adin, Yaakov is the Bechira. So you have the balance. You have the Chesed of Ram, the Gvur of Yitzchak, that made a balance in the world. Because if you don't have a balance, then you don't really have a proper Bechira. So Hashem has to create the world with a balance. And the way he does it is to put a Ratzon in the world and then, so to speak, take it away. And he says the same thing by the Akedah, page 8, Nira. The my time goof ashkechad b'amar v'amavinu, b'yom ha-shlishi, v'yaras ha-mochom b'rochok. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what does it mean, v'yaras ha-mochom b'rochok? So Pashup Shah means he sees the side of the Akedah from afar. It's like when you walk into some place, oh, I can see. You know, like when you come to Manhattan, oh, I can see Belfer already, you know. You can see Belfer, b'rochok. So the Zohar HaKadosh says a different, beautiful vort, a different vort. He says the first 2 days, Avram felt very close to Hashem. The first 2 days were walking to the Akedah. Because Hashem put into him this ratzon to do the Akedah. And the third day he took it away. And once upon Hashem puts in the ratzon in you, then basically the Bechir is gone. The Bechir is gone. Because you're such a Baal Ratzon. So Hashem has to take it away. So on the third day, Vayara Mokum Merochok, he says beautifully here. He says he saw that he's far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mokum means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because on the third day, that Ratzon was taken away. In other words, he was infused for the Ratzon to do the Akedah the first 2 days, then it was taken away. So now when everything good is taken away, you still have a Rishum of the Kedusha in you. And that will leave enough to what? To make it a balance. And once it's a balance, so now you could be a Baal Bechira. Because it's not, in other words, if there's too much Ra, you're not a Baal Bechira. If there's too much Tov, you're not a Baal Bechira. So there has to be a balance. So that's what it means. Vayaras ha-mochum me-rochok. There was so much dveikus in the first 2 days. Page 8. So that's the pshat, the famous pasuk in Hosea, the Medrash quotes, Yicheyenu miyomayim, that the first 2 days we get our chiyus, uveyom hashlishi yikimen v'yichrel forav, ze yom hashlishi tziv ayaras hamochom merochok. But the kiyum is only from the yom hashlishi. Because the yom hashlishi will now make it that I'm a Baal Bechira. Because the first 2 days I was a Baal Ratzon. I was infused with Islavas from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But then I lose my Bechira. So Hashem takes it away. And now Vayaras HaMokom Merech Hu, you feel very far away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because he took away that great Ratzon, and now things even out. And now you're ready to be a Baal Bechira. And the point is, you know, he quotes it here somewhere, that a person has to be a Baal Bechira, or else the point of coming to this world is that we should earn our Olam Haba. It should be Nama de Kisufa, the famous phrase, Nama de Lech Lechem Shalbusha. In other words, if we just start an Olam Haba, so then, what? So then, there's no point in coming to this world. Because we're going to get Schar Olam Haba for what? It's going to be like a handout. It's a busha, just to get something, not for working for it. You have to come to this world to work for it. And then you deserve it. But it's only considered that you work for it if you're a Baal Bechira. So Hashem always has to make it an even game. So when he, by the Akedah, he started with Avraham Avinu, he gave a tremendous hisorus. But then on the third day, he took away the hisorus. So the hisorus was taken away, but still there's a roshim that remains. And now things could be even. And now you're ready to be a Baal Bechira, and hopefully you'll pick the right thing. You'll pick the Tov. So now he explains. So there he says, when Hashem created V'hinei, K'mokein b'chol yitziras ha'adam. When man is created, V'chora tamu ma'od, ha'itachin she'nolad Adam Yisrael ye'nolad b'tumah? He says, how can it be? A Yiddish kind is born. He's nolad b'tumah? The mother's not tamei? K'mama ha'kosav yishak yisaz rev yondo zohar v'tamei shivas yomim. And it's a funny thing, when a Jew is born, he's tumas leida. By a goy, there's no tumas leida. You think fakert, a Jew is a davar kadosh, so there should be kedusha. When a goy is nolan, there should be tumah and pum fakert. There's only tumah by a Yisrael that's born. So what's the pshat? Since as a vur b'midrashim, Maimer Chazal, Maseches Nida, the neshama ad shalobo l'olam hazeh marim lo ginzei nistaris. When the neshama comes to this world, before it comes to this world, it sees a lot of secrets. V'amru rabbanon b'pasuk, b'yolu niru alai roshin, Hashem yisbach meir b'ner dolek al rosh ha-neshama, ma'avid misofa olam at sofa. Right, Hashem teaches all the Torah a person could see in his mother's womb, everything from sofa olam at sofa, and then when he comes out, he gets slapped and he forgets everything. So the question is, so why did you give it to him in the first place? But that's the vort. Because he has to have a roshim of kedusha. So if he's going to have the whole kedusha, then he's going to come to this world. He's not going to be a Baal Bechira anymore. He has to come to this world with a measure of Kedusha that's not going to tip the scale to for him to lose the Bechira. So he says like this, V'ilmole nolad b'tuma az b'emes haya zocher akol v'lo yanisha b'chira klau. In other words, he says the idea of the tumah is that he was born originally in his mother's womb with total kedusha, but then we placed tumah on him, to what? To even things up. If it wouldn't have been that he was known of the tumah, then he would really remember all the Kedusha that he had in his mother's womb, and he wouldn't be a Baal Bechira anymore. But the tumah causes him to lose all the Kedusha that he had, because because the Kedusha can't coexist with the Tumah. So Mela, all that Torah leaves, and now he's a Baal Bechira. And now he's a Baal Bechira. And that's what he says before, that Shakai, Omar La'olam Abdai. Because if there has to be a limit to the Kedusha. Because if the Kedusha is going to go overboard, and it's going to be infused with so much Kedusha, then there's no Bechir anymore. So it has to have the Midah of Shakai. Omar La'olam Abdai. The Kedusha has to stop. That's why when you're born, you're born with Tumah, to take away the Kedusha, but there'll still be, whatever there was Kedusha, even if it's taken away, you still have a Roshim left. You still have a Roshim of Kedusha. And that makes you a Baal Bechira. He says that's the idea of Mila. That Mila is in the person's body. And the Arizal says that everyone has in his body the Shem Shakai. Because your body and your two hands, you ever think about this? Your body and your two hands is a shin. Right? Your two hands and your body. That's the shin. The zroa is the dalet. Because that's what your arm is. It's a dalet. And the man's aver is a bechinas of a yud. Because to show that a man's body was created with a lot of Kedusha, and then Hashem took it away, and he can't let the Kedusha, there's a bereishim, but a person has to be born and created with the Shakai. Omar la'olam odai, that the Kedusha can't, because if he's going to be born with an overspilling of Kedusha, that's it. There's no Bechira anymore. And of course he's going to make all the right choices. It's a no-brainer. But he has to come to this world, a Baal Bechira, because he has to come to this world with a challenge. And then once he rises to the occasion, and he's matzliach in the challenge, so then what? So now, when he earns it, and he comes to the Olam Haba, he won't have a busha to get schar. Because it's well deserved. And that's the pshat uva yom hashmini, yimol besar arloso. That's a connection between the tumah and the bris milah, is because the tumah is part of the idea of the ability of chasing away the kedusha. And that's the shakai, that's the bris milah, the shin. And the Os Shin and the Os Dalin and the Os Yud of the different parts of the body, and that limits the Kedusha and it brings a balance. And if there's a balance, then there is what? Then there's a Bechira. There was a Bechira. Take a look in Parshas Metzora. In the Sefer Berech Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe, on page 21. Quotes the Shev Shemaitza, on the bottom of the page, the bottom left. Makashakosu b'Shev Shemaitza, the first shakosu, ki lo dover reik hu mikem ki hu chayechem. We make kosu v'amaral. Ki mei be'er, There's may be'er and may bor. Be'er is a well. It's constantly flowing. May bor means you have a pit with rainwater. So whatever it rained in, that's it. It doesn't constantly flow. So the Gemara says in the Dorim, Oni choshev kemes. Because he's not a nosein. He's only a mekabel. So when the neshama is in Shemayim, It's a bore. It gets filled up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to this world, where you have to learn Torah and things that do mitzvahs, so then you're a be'er. Nishras Chayim. You're actively flowing. Kihi Chayechem. Ki lo perish lo dover rake mikem. You shouldn't be like a boar that's rake and you're only getting filled up by others, but rather Shemaitza says Kihi Chayechem. You have to have a chias. In other words, a person, we said before, is created, and he has to be created with Bechira. That's the first thing we learned. That's why the Tumma starts. But the other thing is, now a person has to be on his own effort, not just getting filled up by others, but being a Mayan. The person himself is a Mayan Noveya. So that's the pshat with the Atzei Chaim writes, the Sama Rebbe's brother. Mitzor Choshev Kemeis. Because Chovos Alvav says a person speaks Lashon Hara, they take away his good Maisim. So the Mitzor has nothing left, he's empty. So anything he did, he's losing. So he says, that's the persons in this world. A person in this world has to be a Mayan Noveya. He can't just be a passive Mekabel. He learns, he does Chesed, so now he's overflowing. But that's only because he was a Baal Bechira and he worked at it. And that's what now this world is meaningful. That's what he says in the famous word from the Baal Shem Tov. At the bottom of page 22 on the right side. Halo min mechaveru perek echad holocha achas. Afil os achas. If you learn one thing from your friend, you have to give him kavod. So why? Dvarim kal v'chomer. Ma dover ha-melech. Sholo lomad me achitofel. He learned only two things from achitofel. And he still calls him Alufo Miudo. Halomin mechaver perek echad holocha achas afil osachas alachas kam tzarich din hog bal kovet. So what does it mean? Shnei dvarim belvad. Faket, he learned two things. So how do you know even if you learn one thing from your friend? Halom David lomad shnei dvarim. Chen kshadam lomay birav hagon tar. So he says, what's the word? Even one thing? Halomi mechaveo halocha achas, and they learned it out from Dovid HaMelech, who learned from Achitofel two things. So what's the word? Because when a person learns one thing from a Rebbe, who's a proper Rebbe, that one thing propagates. It's para varava. For one thing, you figure out another thing. But if you learn from a Rasha, then you learn two things. Those two things are only two things. Shnei Dvarim Bovat. It's not part of a Rava. So he says, David HaMelech learned two things which were not part of a Rava because he wasn't that type of Rebbe. And he still calls him Rabbo. Hamolo mechaver shur tzadik, afil osachas, ator part of a Rava. Alachas kama v'kama. So he says, Zosti Torah Samitzara. Mitzara's Choshev Kemeis. He's like a boar rake. So his Torah doesn't have any chias. It's not part of a Rava. Ikar Tachlis Abri of Ratzon Elyon Sh'odom V'chinas Chayim. In other words, a person has to para varaba. He learns one thing, and that thing triggers up another thing, and another thing. You learn from a Rebbe Hogan, one thing But that one thing is part of a Rebbe. You learn from something that's not a proper Rebbe, you learn two things, it's only those two things, because they're not part of a Rebbe. In this world, we come to this world to be part of a Rebbe, to keep being Moisif. We're like a Mayan. It's not like just we're passive and we just get a bore. In the Olam HaElyon, so the Neshama is like a bore. It's empty and it gets filled up. But there's no active work. It's not Mayim Chayim. So that's Ki Lo Dover Reku Mikem, Ki Hu Chayechem. That this world, the Neshama is like a Mei Be'er. It's Mayim Chayim. Ki Ike Briyas Adam, he writes here, in the Berach Moshe, is Nishmas Chayim. And Chayim is a flow, like Mayim Chayim. So that's why we learn, and one thing leads to another thing, one to another thing, everything we learn. In other words, you learn one thing in Hilchos Kiddush, you'll see, that's part of a Rava. That's going to, you're going to make a connection with something else, and it propagates. That's Hiki Yichayechem. There's a Chiyas to yourself. The Tzoras Chashuk Meis, you're nothing, it's a bore. And now it's empty. So that's the world. We come into the world with Tumah, because we have to get all that, we were infused with too much Kedusha. It's not fair anymore. We lost our Bechira. So Hashem takes it away, he brings Tumah, takes it away the Kedusha. Now we have a Roshim of Kedusha. But with that Roshim of Kedusha, we have what to work with. And then the person adds and adds and adds through his life. And one thing is part of a Rava, and that's the Chovoso Shum Odom Ba'olomo. It has to be a challenge. If it's not a challenge, then it doesn't mean anything. Then when we go to Olam HaEmes, it's Nama Dikisufa. It's Lechem Shel Busha. You get a handout. It's a Busha. When you work for something, and you're part of a Rava, and you add to it, and you think about it, and you put it together with something else you learned, and it keep going, 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 that's meaningful. And that's the Chovos Odom Alos B'Madrega B'Madrega B'Olam Hazeh. And that's the Tazria. The Tazria teaches us how we're created. We're created as a Bali Mechira. And Mitzora is teaching us how we have to go ahead and be part of a Rava. And that's the Tazria Mitzora, and that's Chovos Odom B'Olam. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos. With Yosef Katan, Rabbi Meir Kesselman, and Rabbi Levy, and Daniel Albert, and Rabbi Ezra Hess, and Shlomo Garfinkel, and Nathan Bauer, and Yudha Shitrius, and Yudha Bari, Avisha Samoa, Michael Belolo, Ilan Sasson, and Nathan Bauer, Ezra Hagler, Eric Goldstein, Victor Felder, Avisha Samoa, Michael Moshe Carroll, Daniel Albert, I got everybody, Matt Kesselman, Hess, okay, I think I got everybody. Okay, it's good Shabbos. Bez Hashem, we'll have Sunday Shir at 11 o'clock, Bez Hashem, on this series for Kabbalah.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.